Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates. And I guess this is going to be a more normal-ish episode.
Mm-hmm.
Finally. Yes. Haley, you're doing, how's your voice?
Oh, it's better. I'm not sick anymore.
Okay, good. I'm still recovering because it's going to take a while for me to fully recover, but I am well enough to feel more normal, I guess, now. And I'm able to sit down normally now-ish, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks to everyone dropping all those like nice comments or messages and everything. Also, don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And what else can they do, Haley?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, where you can send us DMs.
And, you can just talk K-pop with us. And we will be bringing up a few, we actually saw K-pop I put them in the realm of K-pop, even though I guess they're not fully K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
They're still like in the same genre. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about tours, some performances, comebacks. There's actually a good amount of comebacks now.
Mm-hmm.
When there's been like a dry spell, it feels like, right? We'll talk about some Twice, some Big Bang, some Boy Next Door, mm-hmm. Baby Monster. Of course, BTS and Stray Kids.
And 21.
And 21. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it on your thing.
It's on there.
Oh, I totally missed it. But yeah, we'll talk 21. Let's get started. So let's see. I think we should start with our concert experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy enough because, like, yeah, I know I had like a small surgery thing, mm-hmm. but I was like, fuck it, I have to go to CXG.
Right, I mean, because we had these tickets a while already.
And I started liking them even more and more, like, mm-hmm. even after we got the tickets.
Yes.
To the point where, like, I was sad I didn't get closer tickets.
All right, and now he's, like, regretting not getting the VIP ones.
It's fine, though. They will perform more again, because this was their first world tour.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even have, like, an extended stage, so it's not too bad. I feel like possibly they finally realize how big they are,
mm-hmm.
where they can probably perform in
a venue
with, yeah, the Forum, Crypto, Honda Center, something like mm-hmm. that. You know, something that has an extended stage, hopefully for their second world mm-hmm. tour, if and when that happens. But for the most part, I really enjoyed it. It was like a little different too, I feel like.
From
the usual K-pop concerts we go to.
Right. I mean, because like XG, I don't know where to like classify them as, because they're not singing in Korean, they're singing in English, and they are all Japanese.
All the members are Japanese. And it's not really J-pop, because J-pop has a certain sound.
No.
This is, if anything, they're almost just like
pop,
hip-hop R&B.
Mm.
No, like they have like hip-hop R&B yeah. and rap and stuff. And it's, but then they perform like, you know, like a K-pop girl group.
Right, they do. And like they promote like a K-pop girl group, because they have light sticks, they have like all that different tour merch photocards.
They perform like yeah. on M Countdown, Music Bank, and all those, you know, the Korean shows mm-hmm. too. So I guess I will still kind of classify them as K-pop-ish. Mm. They're still, like, I think they still fit under that umbrella. But regardless, it was really fun. It was a really good concert. We, like we said, we kind of, like, sat further back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an interesting experience sitting in the back. It's been a while, I feel like, from what we're used to.
For me, I don't know why. I just feel sad whenever we sit further away.
Now, I feel it, too. Even when we were back there, it was fun because we took one of our friends who doesn't go to K-pop concerts
or,
like, really listens to K-pop. They only, like, listen to it because of us or our other friend that plays it in their car and everything. But it seems like he had a good time. He really liked XG, especially because of the fact that they're all in English.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really K-pop, mm-hmm. even though they are kind of K-pop. So it kind of fit his, like, kind of like his taste, you know, in a way, because he also listened to hip-hop and R&B with me when we were growing up in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out really well. He seems like he enjoyed himself.
I think he did. And, like, he even prepared to go into the concert knowing their songs.
See, I gotta give him credit.
I was, like, surprised, actually.
He, like,
I was
did
like,
his
okay.
homework and listened to all their songs. But the funny thing is, like, he downloaded their discography, but didn't, like, downloaded it maybe, like, a month ago or something before Something Ain't Right came out.
I know, and so that's his favorite song,
and when he heard it, he's like, what is this song? Like, he heard it in our car, thankfully, so he kind of, he didn't go in blind completely. Mm-hmm. He heard about it, but he just didn't have it initially, so it's kind of, it was nice to see, like, an outside perspective, especially because, like, everyone that we see and run into at these concerts, which we did, we ran into, like, our other K-pop friends, like, a good amount of them were there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool and refreshing to see it from, a fresh eyes.
Right.
From someone that's not really into the whole thing. Even my other friend that I knew in elementary school, that she went there with her husband. I didn't even know she was there till after.
Mm-hmm.
She said she had a great time. You know, she's not into K-pop, but she's into hip-hop and R&B and that sound. So it's like the perfect kind of transition. Like, they're a really good group
to
kind of gateway into this world of K-pop.
Yeah.
Overall, it was different, too. Like, aside from the stage not having, you know, the extended, it's like, it was
like more of a showcase.
It was a showcase without any, like, real interviews. But at the same time, it was weird because there was, like, a DJ set by some DJ who might have been one of the producers.
I don't know who he was, but I feel like he was up there for 20 minutes.
He was there, like, for a while. And he was just playing a lot of, like, hip-hop R&B stuff, which was, I guess, cool, especially for our target demographic.
Right.
Like, for our people, our fellow boomers, I guess. But because he was playing, like, old-school stuff, like, late 90s, early 2000s, hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah.
It blew my mind. It was really cool. But it was, like, so random.
It was random, and I feel like their costume change took a long time.
Yeah, a lot of the costume changes were a little bit longer than what we're kind of used to.
Yeah.
And it's including the intermissions in between, you know, these costume changes and everything. It's a little different, too, from a lot of the stuff we're used to as well. Even at the last one, it was, like, just quiet. It was, like, kind of weird.
Yeah, like, preparing for their encore, it was just the screen.
It was, like,
with their
awkward
logo.
Silence. And instead of, like, any games or any type of, like, storyboard or, like, some type of video running. Yeah, so it was very interesting. And they did, like, and there's a lot of members, too. Like, for them, there's seven. And then they had each of them perform, like, a solo.
Yeah.
And on top of that, then they performed unit songs. It was pretty wild.
The solos were just, like, cover songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were mostly covers.
Mm-hmm, for the vocal line.
No, for a lot. Like, some of them
The other ones were for the rap line, too?
I think a couple of them were their songs, but there were covers also of, like, Japanese songs.
Right. Oh, okay.
If you didn't realize, they were doing Japanese. Remember?
I wish they did the Kingdom Hearts one. Or Utada, but they didn't.
Well, I think that was supposed to be Hinata's.
Mm-hmm. She
switched
it to
Taylor
Swift.
Taylor Swift
How
for some
dare
reason.
You? Just kidding.
Everyone was
the
excited.
Song was
but
good.
Knowing,
but
that, knowing in the back of my head, because I researched and found out she was supposed to do Utada Hikaru.
Yeah.
I'm kind of more disappointed.
Yeah.
Honestly, so, like, I came in to this. My bias was Hinata. I like Hinata because she's, like, super cute, and I like her vocals. And then, like, I do like Jiren a lot, too.
Uh-huh.
Maybe because she kind of reminds me of Jihyo a little bit, but not really. Like,
yeah, I'm
she's
not.
Like, she's, like, a little bit, but not really. Because, obviously, it's, like, she raps and everything. It's, like, a different style and everything compared to what Jihyo does. She's just, like, the leader, and she has, like, bigger eyes compared to all the members, right? So I guess that's that's the similarity. And the thing is, I think I got wrecked really hard because Chisa, damn, that girl can sing.
She has power vocals.
She is like the power lead vocalist of the group. Yeah. And the freaking song, Haley, the song she did, oh my God. It like tore down the house because of, especially if you're like boomers and older, like, you know this song.
Right.
Even like our friend, Erwin, who was like shook, like when we were all listening to it. Mm-hmm. You remember who it was?
Whitney Houston?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What song was it, though? Oh,
shit. Do you not remember? Because I have it here.
I don't remember off the top of my head, but, like, it's that one song that... I have nothing. Oh, my God. That was freaking crazy.
But I feel like she was singing for a freaking huge stadium because it was, like, shaking the wall.
She was, like, singing, like, we're in, like, a freaking, like... Yeah, like, a huge stadium or, like, an opera house.
Right.
It was pretty awesome, though. Like... Everyone was just, like, blown away. Uh-huh. Like, I feel like her cover and her song, like, made me kind of almost forget everyone, like, everyone's performances, the solo ones. Because, like, and she was, like, last. So, and it's then, like, you end with something so powerful. It's, like, crazy.
And then the three of the vocal line, they did Say My Name.
Yeah.
Which was so cool, too.
That was freaking cool. So, Say My Name, Say My Name. It was freaking awesome. That was, like, honestly, it was, like, a hip-hop R&B concert. Yeah. It was freaking awesome. I really enjoyed it, so that's why I'm really looking forward to it. One of our, a couple of our friends that went to the VIP soundcheck told us it was literally a soundcheck, and they only did one song. So they said hi, performed one song,
and then just left.
And left.
Yeah.
So that's the...
They were kind of disappointed because they were VIP there for 4 hours, like, ahead of time, just waiting for that.
Just like the typical VIP soundchecks, but in terms of like how early you get there. Probably sometimes you get there earlier for the bigger groups. But yeah, that sounds pretty disappointing, and you know, there's no send off or anything. No. So, yeah, good. I mean, hopefully they're in a bigger venue, like I said, because I'd be more tempted to get Barricade or something super closer in the future if they have like, especially like a better, like a bigger venue for them. Overall, it was super good though. Like, you know, all the songs that they played, all the hits.
Right.
They've played one of my favorite vocal songs that like really like got me into them because. You could really see and like hear how good they are vocally.
Yeah.
Each member.
No lip singing.
it's like their Christmas song. I forgot what it's called. But I remember watching a video of it. They performed it. And if you find this YouTube video, I forgot what it's called. Just put XG Christmas song.
It's First Take, right? I think.
And yeah, it might be by First Take. And you just watch it. You'll be shocked. And I think... that's where I also heard Chisa and realized, I was like, oh, she's really good. Before we got blown away with Whitney Houston. So, yeah, it was just overall really fun concert. At the end, they did more of their, like, you know, all their popular songs, Left, Right, Shooting Star.
But they did Woke Up.
That was early.
First. Yeah, like, one of the first songs I was like, damn, but okay.
Even after they did that, they did a lot of, like, B-sides.
Yeah.
And then a lot, like, in between that, it was, like, a lot of covers. Like, different unit and solo songs. And we didn't get like all the other hits till like literally the end of the show.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. It was fantastic. It was great.
Their costumes are amazing.
Oh yeah. Like
very, that, very,
very gal, right? Japanese
X-gal, X. out there kind of
and costumes. It's cool. Cause like, actually during the first intermissions, they kind of went through their like backstory history a little bit.
Where they were like trainees. Yeah.
It was interesting. Like getting a more background. So I guess it was supposed to be X Galaxy X. Then they turned it to X Gal X. And it's like, I mean, it was really interesting. And, it was, like I said, it was very different though from any other regular K-pop concerts. We've even been to, you know, showcases like Rise, aespa, and it's still different. They didn't do the interview stuff, but
there's
like
no
in
games
a way
or anything.
Yeah. But exactly. They didn't do any of that. But at the same time, it still felt different just because of like, you know, that DJ, they're playing a lot of, they're singing and doing a lot of songs that are like hip hop R&B, like stuff in English.
Yes.
So it didn't even almost feel like we were at like a K-pop or J concert or something. It was like, felt like an American concert. So it was really interesting. Only Maya is the only member who could speak fluently.
Yes.
You could definitely tell. I think Harvey's been working on her English a lot more too. Because she seemed like it. And I think the other members, like the vocal line for sure, they don't really know as much. But then you could tell that they wanted to communicate in English. So it was kind of cute because, I mean, they were...
There was no translator.
It was just Maya
speaking broken English.
So when the rap group was out and talking, like, they were fine because they had Maya. But then when they switched and the vocal line came on, they were just looking at signs and just being like, ooh, ah. And they were trying to, they spoke a little bit of English, mm-hmm. but they were speaking in Japanese to each other.
Right.
And there was no translator.
Nope.
So I was like, what the fuck? Okay. So yeah, that was, it was a very interesting or super fun mm-hmm. concert. So I can't wait till they tour again. Mm-hmm. 100% we'll get closer seats for uh-huh. sure. You enjoyed it too, I'm assuming?
I did. Yeah, I like their songs.
It was just shitty because of my shitty situation, literally, mm-hmm. with my surgery. But yeah, it was
great. At least overall. The seats were cushioned.
Ah, thank God.
Yeah, they had nice seats at the Peacock.
Comfortable, theater. Cushioned seats. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was at Peacock, so right across Crypto mm-hmm. / Staples, and mm-hmm. even what's the other one that's there where we watched Stacey? The other smaller. There's like three venues
Nokia?
In one.
The I old Club
Nokia.
I don't know what it's called now. Microsoft Theater, maybe? Or maybe it's even something different again.
Microsoft I feel like they is now the Peacock Theater, isn't it?
They changed the names too often, to be honest.
Peacock?
Peacock is... Peacock was...
Is that the one we went to?
Microsoft before, yeah.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. that was Peacock Theater. There was like another one.
I don't know.
Where we saw Stacey.
It's all in like LA Live.
Yeah, area. So there you go. Let's keep moving on. So aespa, yes, they have their world tour. No, I did not get any fucking tickets at all.
Boo.
Even with the fucking presale, like the membership presale, because all these scalpers and resellers know that you just have to get the presale and join the by joining the membership.
Right.
So a lot of them got tickets, and there's a ton of resales. And it sucks. And that's just the life of capitalism here in America. And a lot of the tickets are really expensive. Because, like, the regular VIP ones when we got in was, like, about $400, I think-ish.
That's 400. Kind of...
No, that's, like, normal now, yeah, I feel like, right?
Because,
like, freaking twice is $600, and that was, like, last year, right? Mm-hmm. Or beginning of this year or something. So, yeah, that makes more sense. And then resales are, like, going for a G to $1,200, of course.
Damn.
Freaking scalpers. There's even some $2,000 ones.
It'll
like, it's
drop.
Disgusting.
Because this concert's not until February, right?
It's still it's a so few far. Months away. Yeah, it's pretty far away. So, I mean, we could just figure out if we want to go or, like, what tickets we want. I don't want to sit far for aespa.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're, like, even, I don't know. We're
barricade
just,
or bust.
Barricade or bust, almost, it feels like. Mm-hmm. So, just waiting on that, trying to gauge the market. It's not getting any better, but, you know, there's going to be that period where it kind of like...
Just wait.
You just have to kind of wait, yeah. But another cool part, though, is aespa has officially dropped some of their special solo singles because they've been performing solos
mm-hmm.
for each member. Karina has Up, Giselle has Dopamine, Ning Ning has Bored, and Winter has Spark. And all of these were like solo songs that they kind of debuted for this current world tour.
Oh.
For this mm-hmm. Sync Parallel Line tour, right? Mm-hmm. So they dropped like a mini album just for these solo songs. So that's pretty cool. So you can stream that also. It's under like Sync Parallel Line.
Mm-hmm.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And let's see. Oh, let's talk about 17 really quick because, yeah, 17 is coming up, I think, like this month or next month, right?
Next month.
And the thing is, just be careful with your tickets. If you're a carrot and you have tickets, just like regardless if you're transferring anything, Haley was showing me some very alarming videos regarding tickets and Ticketmaster. You have to be very careful. Set up like two-step authentication and all this stuff because
people
Haley,
are
what happened?
Stealing them. They're transferring it to themselves. I don't know how these hackers do it.
They hack their account.
Yeah, and then and they're then like transferring the tickets to themselves. And then obviously the owner of the tickets is not authorizing any of this.
They just get the notification email saying like, oh, your tickets were transferred.
And they're like, what the fuck? Yeah, so just be careful. Like, probably change your password and have like a two-step kind of authorization for Ticketmaster, because I don't know what the hell is happening.
That is so scary.
I feel like it wasn't just happening for 17, no, though, of course but not. It was happening for like other concerts.
17
and stuff.
Is just the one where like I think a lot of videos
were popping up. I think someone was like even on the news for it too.
Yeah, so that was wild. So just be careful in general with all your tickets. Like, regardless, just be careful, careful.
Yeah, because these people would get an email and be like, your tickets were transferred. And they'd be like, what?
That's a fucking nightmare. I think one of the videos he showed me, she had like Barricade or something, or like something super close. Uh-huh. And she got it in. She got lucky, got retail, not even reselling. Of course, she's going to go there just to watch. That is like
a nightmare. She got them back.
She's super lucky. Yeah. That doesn't fucking happen too often.
But that's crazy.
That is something to worry and think about when you have tickets. So just, you know, sometimes just. I pop into my Ticketmaster or my AXS.
They're still there.
Yeah, just to make sure it's still there and nothing crazy. And, you know, like I have that authenticator. So, like, it doesn't. It also texts me also after logging in.
Like a code. You need a code.
So, just be super, super duper careful, because it can happen anyone to anyone in anywhere. Like, honestly, at this rate.
Scary. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else do we have here? So Mama did announce, I guess they will be doing ticket sales soon, which is crazy. So Mama, of course, is, you know, the big music awards for like K-pop that Mnet. Usually happens through Mnet. Mm-hmm. Usually happens in Asia, but for some reason we got lucky enough this will be the first time they ever have it in LA.
Yes,
at least one of the show episodes or one of the days, because it's a three-day event. Yes. And the LA show or LA days, the first day, November 21st. Uh-huh. And apparently, they're going to be dropping tickets. So that's pretty interesting to see how that's all going to work.
Yeah, the one for LA, the venue is really small.
It's tiny.
But, and I don't know any of the lineup. They haven't announced anything.
We don't know anything. Yeah. They're just like in the dark, except that they're going to be actually releasing tickets.
But then obviously, like, I feel like huge groups are going to be going, but probably to go on in Japan.
See, that's the thing. So, like,
I don't know who's going to LA.
We have one show. Or one day in LA, the first day. Day two and day three is Mama, and it's being held in Japan.
I feel like they might not skimp out too much for LA, because this is the first time. Like, they would want people to be excited.
I hope so. That makes sense.
Bring bigger groups.
That makes sense. Hopefully. Uh-oh, Stray Kids.
Oh,
boy. And they were just here, too.
I know they
were. For AMA, dancing a freaking... are you going to talk about this?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, I mean... That's interesting, though. Well, I'm sure the lineup will be kind of crazy, but it's just...
Right. It's There's been leaked ones, and I was like, if this lineup is for real,
this
is...
The leaked one is wild.
Crazy.
We're not going to go through it because it's leaked, and we don't know if it's true.
But I'm like, they're huge groups, basically.
It'll blow your mind. I just hope we get fed, like, even a third of those groups, which we should. The question is who.
Yeah.
But a lot of those groups that they named is wild. I'll be happy. I feel like I'll be happy.
Yeah, with any of them, basically.
So, waiting for that. Let's see. Let's get straight to comebacks, because we have a good amount, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. October 11, a.k.a. this means, like, October 10 here in the U.S., right? It's going to be Jennie, my girl. It's been a while. She's been releasing a lot of, like, cool teasers and trailers and getting super active. But she's going to be releasing her single, Mantra, on that day. XG's second mini album, AWE, is going to be dropping the same day, and they'll be releasing a new song, probably with a music video, called IYKYK. If you know, you know.
That's awesome. Wow, they're really so in it.
They know. Yeah. They know. So, yeah, if you didn't know, if you're super boomer. If you're super booper, IYKYK stands for if you know, you know. Mm-hmm. Cat's Eye is also dropping something the same day. For their song Touch, which everyone is probably familiar with now.
Right.
But they're having a remix.
Yay! With Yeonjun.
Yeonjun from TXT.
It was so funny because they dropped this, like, I think teaser photo of it. And it had they were like anime, not anime figures.
They're like porcelain dolls.
Porcelain dolls, I guess.
That is like very far away from anime.
I know. I was just looking at our anime figures. But then, like, the boy in the middle, I was like, this kind of looks like Yeonjun. And it was Yeonjun. Because I was thinking, you got it right. He's doing so many side quests. I was like, I bet this is Yeonjun. And then ended up being him. Like, I was just joking, but
it's all in it's the Hive family, too. Yeah, so I mean, it makes sense. And you're right. He's been doing tons of side quests.
So I was like, well, it's probably Yeonjun. And it is Yeonjun.
And so that's going to be dropping the same day. And also another thing on the same day, this Friday slash also, well, it's going to be Thursday for us. Is going to be lit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot.
Baby Monster's first full album, Drip, which, you know, was previously spoiled to be by Target, will be dropping, I think, in November 1st or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be dropping some track previews. So the first one the same day is going to be Click Clack. Then the next day is going to be called Love Maybe. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
October 14, let's fast forward, 17.
Mm-hmm. Their 12th course, mini album.
Called Spill the Feels. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be dropping. Exonary Heroes, 5th mini album, Live and Fall. Or is it Live and Fall?
It's Live.
Right, Live, right? Yeah. And so that's going to be going on. So that's still pretty big. October 14, that's going to be busy. October 15 is another big day, too. Kiss of Life's 3rd mini album, Lose Yourself, will be dropping. ITZY's 9th mini album, crazy 9th mini album called Gold.
With Leah.
Leah's back. Yeah. That's going to be something interesting. And
thank
it's like,
God she's back.
I know we got Barricade last time. I don't know if we're going to shoot for Barricade, but I mean, I don't mind seeing them from like further up or something in the future.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I don't know Haley. If I need Barricade for them again.
It maybe sucks that Leah wasn't there, but I know. It was still fun. It was like, it was good, but yeah, sucks that it wasn't like OT5. Mm-hmm. But we really checked. Like ITZY off the box for like Barricade, because there's like certain groups where it's like we kind of wanted to see them once, experience it, and then, you know, because it's not our alt group,
right?
So, but
yeah,
we just really like them,
mm-hmm.
and that's what happened with ITZY. Like, come Le Sserafim, NewJeans, Twice, Blackpink, for me, maybe even XG, NMIX, yeah, Barricade.
NMIX as well.
I'm screwed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like NMIX a lot too. So, let's see, October 21st. aespa's 5th mini album Whiplash will be dropping, and also Islet 2nd mini album I'll Like You. I've been hearing small clips because Islet's IG has been really good. They've been just posting really small preview clips of their tracks for this album.
This is like Battle of the Girls, like all
it's
these
a lot
groups.
Of girl groups. But it was really good. I mean, remember what happened when I had you listen? You didn't even, Islet was not on Haley's radar. I had her listen to like those track previews.
Yeah, when
like,
they first debuted. And I was
You're like, oh, this is kind of sound. So looking forward to this one. We'll see how this one is. I'm sure it's going to be good. We can briefly go over some music videos we watched. There's only a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss of Life had REM, like REM, drop. It's different from the usual Kiss of Life.
Mm-hmm. It's more mellow.
I like that it emphasizes on their vocals, too.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds really good, though. I still can't wait to see them. I can't believe we're going to see them in December.
You are.
Oh, yeah. I am going to see them in December with our friends. Some of the K-pop
crew. I sit out of a lot of these girl groups because... I'd rather just let him spend the money to help me buy Stray Kids tickets instead.
To cover
my
own. Because usually before, I don't know if anyone here has like been listening to us for a while.
It's getting too much. And then Stray Kids is so expensive now.
Haley would buy the guy groups before. Mm-hmm. And then I would get all the girl groups. Like, I would buy her ticket wherever I'm sitting.
It's too much. Because now Joko is, like, in this hole, and he has so many girl groups now. Because, like, before, it was only, like, maybe,
Blackpink
like...
Blackpink Twice.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
way easier.
That's
and
why.
Way cheaper or more
so
affordable.
So, I'm just, like, there's only... And then, if you guys listen to our episode where we went over our top 5 boy and girl groups, you'll know exactly which ones that I would want to see.
Yeah,
Barricade.
For the most part.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I'm just, like... I you can go. I mean, like, I like their songs and stuff, but, like, I don't need to be Barricade for them kind of thing.
For, like, yeah, especially,
for, like,
Kiss
of Life.
But I feel like for you, so it's, like, what? Stray Kids, Boy Next Door, BTS. Is there any other Barricades now?
I want NHYPEN. At least one.
Oh, we have to go with Early or one of Haley's BFFs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know what? I'd be down to go that.
Yeah.
I like their music a lot, obviously. Mm-hmm. So that's the plan. I can't wait to see Kiss of Life. It's cool because a lot of our friends, we were all able to get the tickets that we could take a group photo with Kiss of Life.
That's true.
That's going to be amazing and freaking awesome. So looking forward to that a lot. Another music video we watched and listened to, Lisa. Yeah. Her performance music video. She didn't have like a true one, but like she dropped a song first, then she eventually dropped this performance video mm-hmm. for her single Moonlit Floor.
Yeah.
Which is super catchy. I really like it. Even though half of it is like kind of like a cover or like kind of like she, you know, where exactly yeah, who she stole it from.
The song is Kiss Me, right?
Is that by Sixpence?
Sixpence, None the Richer. Yeah, so that's the original.
So that's like song. Early, that's like 90s it's shit. Old. If you don't know the song by Sixpence, so Kiss Me, you yeah. should look it up because that's something that Haley and I obviously grew up with listening right. to.
Yeah, so like, I don't know if you guys have listened to the lyrics from Lisa's. It's very, ooh, very specific.
Very
who
specific.
She's talking about.
Is it Haley?
Who it is it? It has to be Frederick.
Frederick Arnold. The yeah. trillion billionaire.
It's so funny because like I feel like a lot of people, when we started talking about Lisa and Frederick being a thing, people were just like, nah, that's not possible. Like, you guys are like, just, this is not real kind of thing. But you I was like,
it's, I know people are basing it off looks. Yeah, Lisa could do better looks wise, but this dude is like a billionaire. So
also, I'm sure
he might be a nice guy. I mean, I don't know.
That and then I guess he does tricks with his tongue, according to Lisa in her
can
lyrics.
Can we go over these lyrics yeah. That you have here?
So the lyrics are, green-eyed French boy got me tripping. How your skin is always soft.
I wonder who else is a green-eyed French boy.
Oh, yeah, Frederick. How your kisses always hit. How you know just where to... Green-eyed French boy got me tripping on that accent off your lips. How your tongue do all those tricks.
Damn.
Like, I mean,
woo,
she has to be spicy. Talking about him. There's no other way. And like, I've seen like a lot of videos come out where fans were making music videos and like they were just using clips of her and Frederick. Like, she's
it
looking
makes sense,
the way
though.
She looks at him, she's
it's
like
different.
In love.
It's different.
Yeah, so I mean, like, all you guys that were just thinking, like, oh, like, this is not possible.
There's attractions at not just physical levels, so
no,
yeah, exactly. So it's like, I'm sure they get your head out of the gutter.
I'm sure they probably like get along really well, or like,
it could be funny.
Opposites attract.
One of my good friends, she's like really into like nerdy guys too. It's like, yeah. She might be into nerdy, scrawny guys.
Exactly.
You never know.
Everyone has their ideal type.
I mean, look at Chaeyoung from Twice.
Right.
She's really into Timothy
Chalamet.
So that's her ideal type. She's like, I remember one of the interviews, Chae was like, I like skinny, sick looking people, like sickly looking people
right.
or guys.
Yeah.
And then Jiho, obviously, she's into freaking athletic built mm-hmm. bodybuilding dudes. So, I mean, whatever floats your boat.
Exactly. So, yeah.
As long as she's happy and they're having a good time mm-hmm. and they're happy. So,
yeah.
Definitely that green-eyed Frenchman.
Yeah. I mean, like, why? That's so specific.
Like, who the
she could have said, like, brown-eyed. She could have said blue-eyed. But, no, he has green eyes. So, yeah.
I'm like, who else? I don't even know anyone else that has green eyes. Goku? When he's Super Saiyan?
Yeah.
I don't freaking know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. There you go. I think now's a good time to take a water break. We kind of actually went long, but
mm-hmm.
that's fine. That's a good thing, right? We're back. So don't forget to take a water break, bathroom break. And don't forget to also take this time to like, follow, subscribe to the Permission to Stand podcast, where we talk K-pop every Thursday, even if I had surgery.
Right. I was asking Joko, I was like, will there ever be a time where we just won't put out an episode on
and
a
Thursday?
And
the answer is, it's possible. I will say it's never, never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the day where something, a lot of shit probably is happening that right. week or that day.
Mm-hmm. That's like, impossible. That,
like, we just, you know, that's how you know. But mm-hmm. for the most part, I think we've been doing pretty well.
Because I was like,
we've been doing every Thursday.
I was like, bro, you just had surgery and you still want to record.
And we've been doing pretty well. We've been doing every mm-hmm. Thursday ever since like the first podcast, Anna Munchies podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even since then, and now we're the Permission to Stand podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to say I'm pretty good with our listeners, right?
Right,
Taking good care of y'all and ourselves.
He's like,
actually
on
more
the,
than myself.
Like attendance, like. It's
perfect
attendance. There you go.
Give me
a
gold star. Mm. And let's see. I think, Haley, where else should
they
check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
All right. So if you haven't followed us there, yeah, do that too. Don't forget, you can hit us up there. Conversate with us.
Mm-hmm.
And let's move on. Because I have the biggest fucking FOMO, Haley. Uh-huh. I gotta say, K Netizens, K Nets, you know who you are. You guys are so spoiled and take everything for granted because literally I got so much FOMO when I saw all these videos because this episode hasn't released. We don't know what it's going to be. Probably timed in Twice. But yes, Twice was seen serving and working like a part-time waiter cafe job at a random cafe. I don't know which one it was. But people were lined up. People were taking videos. They were getting served drinks by Nayeon, getting orders taken by Mina, Chewy, Sana. And it's just, it blew my mind. And I hate it because Korea is so far away, first of all. So it takes forever to get there. It's like, you know, it's not convenient at all to travel there. Not like if you're live in Japan, if you live in the Philippines or like anywhere in Asia, it's like, it's like flying from where we live in L.A. to, like, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, it's close.
It's, like, it's even closer than, like, going to Florida, Orlando, to Disney World. It's, like, it blows my mind. Closer than going to Chicago for us. And it's, and I feel like it's taken for granted so much because it's really affordable and cheap, like, a lot of this stuff there, too, including, like, the K-pop albums and just, like, a lot of the events and the concerts. And then they complain so much. They give their idols so much shit. They put them under a lens. They make, like, sully you and cry for not giving them enough attention or looking away. I don't know.
They always nitpick at everything. And they make them feel bad.
The most petty and stupidest things. You guys don't deserve some of it. Like, some of you guys are nice and, like, great. So you deserve it. But the other ones, you know, like, all those fucking assholes. Like, you guys don't deserve, like, all this. Like, it's it blows my mind because they do so much crazy and cool stuff.
Yeah, because a lot of those music shows that are weekly, those are free. You just have to sign up for them and,
like, you just, you didn't, did you not know that? If you didn't know, a lot of these shows are free. You just sign up. And some of the ones that are outdoors where you see them talking outdoors outside free to fans, you just walk there and you don't sign up. It's just first come, first serve. All free. If you didn't know, it's all free. And the reason why we know this, we have a friend, like one of our good K-pop friends, are one of his, like, actually Twice friends. He goes to Korea and he goes to, like, the fan meets and all this stuff. So he knows and he tells us all these amazing stories that sound like their dreams.
And it's just like,
I don't even know.
If you lived in Korea, your whole life just
can revolve
around all these idols
and K-pop.
To be honest,
like, if you're into K-pop, obviously,
like, but you'll just be following them everywhere.
Every weekend, like, there's something happening.
Most of them,
it's ridiculous. And you, of course, some of them you have to pay for, but it's not even a lot.
No, it's not.
It's not expensive. It's like we're paying. Okay, so here in the U.S., for, like, VIP, I don't know how much some other people are paying. For VIP, like, barricade or closed seats and everything, retail goes from almost, like, after taxes and fees, because there's a lot of taxes, there's a lot of fees, $450 to around $600 these days.
Yeah, for retail.
For the smaller groups, like, maybe $300 total.
$250 maybe.
$250 to $300. But for, like, Twice and everything, like I said, it's like $600-ish. But guess what? In, like, the Philippines and Korea, like,
it's like 100.
Less than 200.
I'm like, what?
And you people are complaining.
Yeah.
You people are complaining. Oh my gosh. You guys don't deserve it.
Can we just move?
Can you just move all the idols and all the agencies to America?
No, that's not going to happen. No, it'd be easier if we just move there.
Ah, shoot. You don't deserve it. But yeah, so it's really cool. They don't know. We don't know exactly what they're filming for. So Twice has been, you know, they look like part-time workers at, like, a cafe, or, like, it looks like a Starbucks or cafe kind of thing.
It's definitely a cafe. Like,
It's really cute. So, yeah, there's, like, you know, Sana getting bread orders and, like, it's just not fair.
Yeah.
It just makes me sad the more I think and, like, talk about it because so many reels have been popping up on my feed of, like, them doing this.
Right.
It's maybe for a Time to Twice episode. It might be for, like, another variety show or something. Yeah. But it's super cool if you're able to go and, you know, experience it. And it's just, like, this kind of stuff happens. And it's like people are in the know because, you know, they get insider info, like those fans and everything. So it's like they know people in the industry and like they have like all these groups, probably Discords and other whatever. And it's just you find out about this stuff and man, and then you live people's dreams globally.
Right. Yeah.
I still cannot believe it when I saw like Sana just taking an order and then people just talking to her. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh my god, how am I even gonna live and get through that? So yeah, so that's what's going on. Also, so while we're talking about Twice, so there's a variety show that I didn't even know about called there's actually another one too. Like I actually knew about it, but I never watched it. Someone had brought it up to us on our one of our listeners on our little Instagram. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was the Jonghyun one. Like right. Even Han was on it. Yes. Like mm-hmm. I know she's been getting like interviews. I think even Bam Bam was on it. Mm-hmm. And it's a real, like, I want to watch it. I'll eventually mm-hmm. watch it. But one show that like caught my eye a lot, because I love House Hunters. I love HGTV. Mm-hmm. Haley knows this.
Yes.
So Jihyo is apparently a host of a travel variety show called Sepja. Mm-hmm. Which I guess means tenant. Mm-hmm. And it's for like, it's called like Sepja or Tenant, those who check into guest houses everywhere. Mm-hmm. Jihyo is the host of this show and it's entering its second season.
Oh, what?
There was a first season.
Wait, so where were you?
I know, what the heck? I didn't know about this at all. So she serves as like kind of the main host of the show and she visits like various guest houses. I imagine almost like Airbnbs, but like nice ones and stuff. Uh-huh. That's what I'm gathering from what it sounds like. But it's like not only in Korea. Of course, she did like a lot of Korea. Mm-hmm. But she even, I guess this first season, she even went out to Japan. Mm-hmm. And she does other stuff too. You know, like eats around and mm-hmm. like visits like, you know, some probably like tourist stuff. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. And she interacts with like unique travelers from each of like, I guess, you know, these, I guess, guest houses mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. Never watched any of it. I saw a small clip of mm-hmm. one and I saw this article about it. And now I'm very intrigued. I want to watch it.
You should.
It's on the list now. I mean, I haven't even caught up with New Jeans and stuff. It's crazy because, yeah, I've been kind of on bed rest. But I've literally, like, last week, I'm really working sleeping. Now. But I've literally been just resting. Like,
yeah, like actual bed rest. I
was tired and just, like, you know, the procedure itself. Like, the surgery was like, oh, man. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to try to check this out when I can. I mean... Should we talk about, let's talk about 21 really quick already.
Yes.
Unless you want to do Big Bang first. You could choose.
So when we were speaking about Mama, so like one of the groups that I think is confirmed that will be performing at Mama 2024 is Big Bang, which is fucking crazy to me. Well, it's only going to be. So Big Bang only
Do they know they're going to perform?
It's GD that doesn't know things. But like, there's only three members now of Big Bang. It's Taeyang, Daesung, and G-Dragon. Because as we know, Top is not associated with Big Bang anymore. He's doing his own thing.
He's disassociated
himself. He's detached himself from them. Which is disappointing. But, you know, like, he's over that part of his life, I guess. But just having those three, that's really exciting. I do hope they actually perform and like come back for Mama 2024.
Yeah, because honestly, the three that we have left is like, one is the king of K-pop, basically.
Right. Yeah.
The creator of Light Sticks.
Yes. He's the pioneer of all Light Sticks.
Yes. G-Dragon. Mm-hmm. We also have Gen 5's biggest solo artist.
Yes. Taeyong.
And then... the best personality award. He's the funniest guy though.
Daesung,
yes.
Yeah, so on top of this, there was articles that G-Dragon will be having a comeback on October 25th.
Does he know this?
So the funniest thing is like all the comments. One of the top comments was like, does G-Dragon know this? Like, is he aware
that he has a comeback?
Because, like, this is an ongoing, like, joke between VIPs and not G-Dragon because he doesn't know what the fuck is probably going on. But, like, he has announced for, like, several years in a row that he is going to be having a solo comeback. He'll have an album. And I think this has already been, like, this is the third year now that he's said it. So he better fucking be for real this time because, like, every year he's like, okay, like, it gets to, like, December, and he's like, okay.
We have an actual
there's
date.
There's no album.
We have a month and a date. This time we have a date.
The thing is, I want to see concept photos. I want to see music teasers. You need proof. I need proof.
And it's October already, Haley. This
That's is why. October 25. I don't believe it until I see it. Until I see those freaking concept photos, I don't believe anything that he's saying right now.
I wouldn't either.
I don't have my hopes up too high. But if he does have a comeback, that's amazing. Because, like, honestly, I miss this guy. We were just watching old Big Bang and G-Dragon music videos last night.
Haley went down a crazy rabbit hole of reminiscing.
Because I was like, he's amazing. Like, I had the fattest crush on him, like, for so many years. And then, like, all of a sudden, all that shit happened with Big Bang. And then, like, they were truly, like, my first group where I had something shitty happen to them, basically. But, yes, so I do hope G-Dragon has a comeback. Please, because honestly, like, I think he's been seeing a lot of these second gen groups having comebacks, and like, he still hasn't had a comeback yet. 21 even had a fucking like concert, like a reunion concert, before G-Dragon could even release another album. So I'm just like, what the fuck?
Oh,
speaking
boy.
Of them, 21 had their final concert in Seoul. And so many idols attended.
Yeah, I think we briefly talked about it. I think we touched base like last week.
Yeah.
But yeah, G-Dragon was there.
And then also, a lot of the YG family was there as well. Including, I think, what's his name? Oh my God, Seven? Of course, Top wasn't there. Like, that sucks. But yeah, so, they had like a mini YG family reunion, and they have posted it all over their Instagram. So you guys have probably seen it. Honestly, like, 21 look the same for the most part, and it's been like a decade or something since like they've had their last like actual tour. I never actually got to see them in tour, like, when I was back in nursing school, because, like, honestly, the only group that I saw live back then was Big Bang and BAP, because, like, I couldn't afford anything because I was a poor nursing student.
Ah, yes, those were the days.
So I really had to pick and choose my group, so I never did actually get to see 21. So I do hope that they continue their tour outside of Asia.
Did they mention anything?
No,
nothing, huh?
They haven't.
Damn.
I know, it sucks. But other idols that were there, that just at the top of my head, was Jennie was there.
Of course.
Also, Boy Next Door, the whole Boy Next Door groups, they were there as a group, and they were having like the most amazing time, like yelling and screaming and dancing and jumping around. Also, Stray Kids was there. Some of the members, Han, Changbin, Hyunjin, and Sungmin went to 21's concert. So, like, I feel like 21 is one of those idol groups that all these smaller, like, baby groups looked up to as well. So, like, if Big Bang has this comeback, it'll be the same feeling. It's gonna be huge. Because, like, they are...
It's gonna be huge.
Like, people can deny it if they want to, but Big Bang was the kings of K-pop back then. And, like, they really, like, because people will be like, no, it was BTS. No, but actually, it was Big Bang.
So, go ahead, ask a BTS member.
Yeah, so, exactly.
They'll confirm
Go
for
ask
you.
Any of the BTS members, because, like, Jimin, especially, like, he looked up to Taeyang so much that, like, good for him, he even got to collaborate with him, you know, before he left for the military. But, yeah, so, Big Bang is definitely the kings of K-pop. So I do hope that they do this thing for Mama. Please, please. Yeah.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, even, you know, like you said, even like the small, like the baby groups, mm-hmm. not even small, like, because I don't want to say
Boy Next Door.
I don't want to say small groups, because some of them are huge now. Like, even like one of them is another baby group from the same company, YG,
mm-hmm.
Baby Monster. Mm-hmm. And they even, I think they did the opener.
Right, yeah.
For 21. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, yeah, like, because Baby Monster's actually, it's crazy because they haven't even done anything mm-mm. outside of Asia. But they're huge globally
right, yeah,
already.
Yeah, because they're a YG group.
And that's like the effect, especially, you know, like Blackpink. So that's mm-hmm. the effect of like, you know, having a YG group. And
exactly.
And like you said, like even Big Bang, right? Big Bang, YG. Mm-hmm. So like all of this is like YG was like the first real, like
right.
forget HYBE.
No, there HYBE, was no HYBE.
HYBE didn't even exist. No. So it was definitely YG that stood atop of
they
like
they were for
all
many,
the companies.
Many, many years until.
And it still kind of shows it. Like yeah. I said, like Baby Monster is so big and popular like globally already.
Right.
With only having a few songs.
Exactly.
And with like barely any promotions like mm-hmm. at the time. So it says a lot about the group itself. Mm-hmm. It's funny, though. One of the funny things, though, during 21's concert was, I think, Ahyeon, like, while the members were just, like, talking, you know, probably in between songs, she went down, drank some water really quick, and when she drank water, realized that it was supposed to be for... It was, like, 21's water.
Like, because they always mark them, too.
And then she was just like, oh, fuck. Like, she had the oh, shit face. Like, she felt
it's
like...
It's just water.
She felt... She looked like she did something, like, terrible.
Right.
Like, I felt so bad for her, because she looked so... Like, she felt so guilty. You could tell, like, she's like, oh, no, I ruined everything.
Nope.
No, but she's fine. I'm sure, like, it's not a big deal. But, like, especially her, because she's like, you know, they're still rookie group.
Oh, of course.
And that's, like, you know, 21 is, like, their, like... I don't want to say grandparents. It sounds weird. But like, you
like
know,
they're like, their elders, basically.
Super respected
yes.
elders.
Exactly.
That it's like, oh my God, did I just like disrespect or
no,
fuck up?
No.
But it's just funny because you could tell like how genuine it was too. Like she was like, oh no, I fucked up.
Oh shit, it's not mine.
And yeah, that was just one of the things. Because especially because I think Ahyeon is my bias. Maybe because she gives me those Jennie vibes.
Yeah, this is only based off now because I feel like your bias always changes.
It changes when I meet and see the group in person.
Yes, for many of the groups.
So for
that
now, it's Ahyeon because she reminds me of Jennie and also kind of looks like Yunjin.
Right.
So that's how
so
it
he
is.
He bases it off looks and then he gets to know them and he's like, oh shit.
Well, like gets to know them like when I meet them like in person, right? Don't meet your hero sometimes. Mm. Momo.
But there's other ones too. Yeah, exactly.
Yujin
from
Ive. But if I didn't meet her and see how like kind of like mean she was like in terms of like to her fan, then I wouldn't have become a Wanyoung bias because Wanyoung
like
was there
if
and like
you watch their shows, you should have kind of known because like Momo is
you
like
can
that on
tell,
their show and Yunjin
but you would
is
think it's,
like
you,
that.
You think
also.
It's funny or like you know it's just like oh that's just how they are until like you meet them because you're like oh I don't want them to be like that to me.
Because I mean like when I watch my groups like I know the vibes kind of the members that I
no,
wouldn't
and honestly
want to bias.
And honestly Yujin. It was kind of surprising because of how she was and how she...
No, but then remember you showed me those clips where she was being a bitch to the members.
I noticed that. This was after, though.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, dude.
So I'm like,
all,
oh,
like, the
okay.
Red flags were there kind of thing.
So, I mean, I guess, I have bad first impressions. I hope I'm wrong about... I mean, to be honest, it's just for those two groups. Like,
right.
So far, Le Sserafim, I mean, we haven't interacted enough to know.
Yeah, exactly.
To know. I really hope you... I don't think Yunjin will break my heart.
I mean, like, with New Jeans, I guess yours did change. It's Minji now.
But it's not like Hani didn't not... It's just like... It was a really weird situation where Minji was, like, forced to look at me and Kevin.
No, I know. So we'll have to see.
We have to wait till a concert, right? Kind of thing.
But you got to talk to all of them.
Look at Blackpink. Jennie was... Perfect.
Exactly.
So it's fine with me. Like, it turned out super well.
Yeah.
So I don't... See, it's like, you just never know. It's like 50-50 kind of thing, I guess, for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, right now, it's Ahyeon.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe it might be... I like Ruka, because she reminds me of kind of Jennie.
Mm-hmm.
But also Chiquita, because she reminds me of Lisa. So it's like...
He's just
for all
basically,
the wrong reasons.
I mean, I understand that, because, like, look at my...
Jimin. G-Dragon, basically.
Right. But Jimin's he's still my bias, so...
So there you go. Okay, so I think now's a good time to take a second bathroom break or water break if you have to. Don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, and subscribe, because that's the best way to help us. Because we have donations open, but instead of donating, because I don't want us to take any of your money, especially if you need it, please do not give us money unless it's like a penny that you found on the floor or something. But honestly, just the donations are like only if you're like a billionaire and you have a dollar to spare.
Billionaire.
But if you need it for like to pay for your food or housing, please do not even worry about us, because all you have to do is listen to all the advertisements that play during these sections. And that helps a lot too, because those advertisements and your listening is what contributes to kind of paying out, since we do all of this on our own. Mm-hmm. We're just a self-produced small podcast happening from our dining room table.
Mm-hmm.
Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes.
And if you want to hit us up, just send us DMs there.
Which many of you do. And yes, we've been going back and forth with some of you, just simping, laughing, and just talking. K-pop, of course.
Yes.
And last but not least, we have a BTS and a Stray Kids section as usual, Haley.
Yes. It's very minimal this week. BTS, J-Hope will be discharged in 8 days.
Yeah, that's it.
Woo! October 17th. We haven't had a chance to like catch up any of their other shows.
You remember Jungkook had his like that movie too. We don't know anything about it.
We didn't except get it was to in theaters. It was like when we were in Hawaii, so we didn't get to see it. And then, obviously, we haven't watched the last episode of Jungkook yet, which we need to do. And there's like maybe 3 episodes out now for Runjin that we need to catch up to.
Ooh.
There's always content. It's just like, is there enough time? Probably never. Not. Yeah, because there's too much. For Stray Kids, many people we know celebrated the same birthday as Bang Chan. So October 3rd.
That's true. October 3rd. Mm-hmm. A lot of including my sister, my younger sister's birthday,
and my brother's girlfriend. Same year, same day.
No, one of our K-pop group's birthdays.
Yeah,
too.
Which is
like,
crazy.
It's just wow, October 3rd, huh?
Yeah,
that's the date. For a lot of these people.
So Bang Chan did do a birthday live. It's all up on YouTube if you missed it. I actually caught half of it because like he did it at a decent time, our time. It was like around 11 p.m. and I was like, wow, I'm still awake. So like I caught half of it. Only half because this live was 4 hours long.
I think it's
like,
recorded as
bro.
Like the record
it
for
was.
Longest live.
Yes.
Ooh, boy.
I mean like he obviously misses doing lives. He just put aside all this time for his birthday to do this for Stay. It was funny though because before he did the birthday live, he was teasing Stay on Bubble and saying like, I'm not gonna do a birthday live, sorry guys, kind of thing. And then like a few minutes later he went on live, which was really nice of him. Of course, for his birthday every year, Ryan Reynolds Maximum Effort Company
every damn year.
Never fail to put out a video for
they
Bang
do,
Chan.
It's a full-on edit. It's like an edit specifically for Bang Chan, and this
just
one was like crazy because they use like his like
childhood
videos.
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck? How does he get this? Does he ask his parents or maybe Hannah?
No, I mean, I think
what
he just grew. You can find these videos.
Oh my
everywhere.
God! And then he just pays someone to 100% edit all this.
Yeah.
and it's mind blowing.
It's so funny. Yeah, so he did. Bang Chan did actually watch that video during his live, and he was like laughing about it, like saying thanks, Ryan, you know, kind of thing for his video, birthday video. So. I don't know if I mentioned this, but then, like, on one of their concerts, people were concerned about Bang Chan's arms. Like, it looked like a rash or a heat rash or something.
Yeah, so wait, did they find out anything about that?
So, I mean, he did come to Bubble after that and was like, no, it's fine. Like, it was just, like, special effects makeup. It wasn't anything. I don't know. Like, looking at the photos and stuff, I was like, that kind of looks like a rash. Like,
you're
I don't...
fucking liar.
I think he's just lying about... But then, like, he did, he even like confirmed it again on his birthday live, saying like, because people were still asking about it, and he's like, no, like I was trying to rub off the special effects off my arms, but then because like the lighting for his solo stage was red, so like it looked not like you couldn't really tell, but then when like the stage lights came on during their encore and everything, like you could really see where he was rubbing it. Maybe he rubbed it too hard and caused the rash himself.
Haley,
who freaking knows?
Haley's very familiar with this though.
Yeah.
So see, it's real.
I know. So like, because Joko has very, very sensitive skin. If I like accidentally like scratch him a little bit, it will be inflamed.
She doesn't have to scratch me. She could just like touch me with a hand and you'll get a handprint.
Yeah.
On my skin in red.
Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe that's what happened with Bang Chan's arms. I mean, he says it's fine, so. He also said that he still plays Genshin whenever he can. And during his birthday live, he did log on. And he's like, oh, I get a gift. Or he said, I get a prezi for my birthday.
He said prezi?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then also he was simping over the new Genshin character.
Xylonen. He's not the only one. A lot of our friends have been.
She's
cool though.
She does look really cool. She's like a DJ, but then she also like roller skates, and she's a furry though. Like, so she has like
up your alley, Haley.
She is. I think she's a snow leopard or something. She has like ears and then a tail. She's really, really cool. We don't play Genshin anymore, so but he's definitely gonna pull on her. Also,
the man is gonna buy Prima Gems.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
For sure. So there, this is just like little snippets from his live. So someone asked, are you guys going to release a Red Lights 2, please? And then Bang Chan was like, Red Lights 2, we have it. But since we have plans, we don't know when it will be released. So it might have, be out.
Fucking have something.
Please. Do you know how buff freaking Hyunjin is right now? If they do a Red Lights 2 now, damn. Game over. Also, we all know that Bang Chan is very intolerant to spice. He hates spicy foods.
This is true. If you didn't watch that one episode where all the members were him and Felix were suffering.
Yeah.
With I forgot the celebrity chef that from New York. That was fun. That was funny too.
Yeah, so he,
they're eating like K barbecue, but all her food is like spicy.
She has spicy, hot, spicy sauces that she makes, but
they were dying.
So Bang Chan decided to eat spicy ramen for his birthday live, and like it was funny because people took screenshots of him like before when he had like all the ramen in front of him, and he's like looking really happy, and then like an hour into it, like eating these spicy ramens, he's like suffering, and he has like a towel on his head, and he's sweating so bad, and like his face is all like he's in pain basically.
He
like
just, it looks, he looks miserable.
He looks so miserable.
He looks terrible,
but he decided to do it regardless.
He's like, fuck,
it's for entertainment.
He has the FML face.
Yeah, he's like, fuck. He's going to be feeling it through his bum later. Also, he was like, oh, he was just doing like, what are those? Delulu kind of comment, pickup lines. He was like, I think someone asked like, oh, we should work together. Like, it would be so cool like to work with you, Bang Chan. And then like, he was like, you want to work with me? But if you work with me, you have to work with me holding hands. I don't know. This guy needs he's so delulu.
This guy
honestly
needs to see a therapist.
He really feeds into Stay's delusions, which is just his thing, I guess. Also, one last thing here. We did mention it earlier. Stray Kids was in LA for the AMA's 50th anniversary, and they did a tribute song for NSYNC.
I still asked Kaylee, how come we didn't even try to get tickets to this? Because it was in L.A. I didn't know it was in L.A.
I don't know how to get tickets to any of these kind of things.
I only found out
after it was...
You tell me when there's an event that you're like, oh, I heard there's something in L.A. and I will look it up and find out.
I guess.
From now on.
Okay. Anyway, so they had a mashup of Chick Chick Boom and NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye, which is amazing because like, NSYNC was one of my favorite boy bands back then.
Of course, them and Backstreet Boys. That was the era.
I was like, wow, this is amazing. So they
in seventh grade.
They did the iconic for Bye Bye Bye. You know, they have the puppet strings and everything like that.
That was so cool.
So they did that at the beginning, and then it was like a mash between Chick Chick Boom and Bye Bye Bye. I wish that they did more for it, but I mean. Overall, it was really, really cool to see. Also, they took a photo with Green Day.
So random.
Because Green Day was there for the AMAs. It's
just like crazy, though, seeing that.
And then one last thing here. Changbin finally took a photo with his, quote-unquote, dad, Don Lee. Because there's this actor that looks like Changbin. And people are always saying that they look alike. And I guess they finally met and took a photo together. And then they can even see it because Changbin's caption was like, Papa? And then Don Lee's caption was like, do we look alike?
That freaking blew my mind when that happened.
Right.
Because I think one of our friends, we were just eating and then sent it.
Right.
But it was like, looked like it was like all caps and shit in one of our group chats.
It's funny too.
I was like, wait, what is going on? I was like,
because a lot of Stay... do like say that it's, these guys look like, and they,
it's a running gag,
it is, and they photoshopped Changbin like with Don Lee, like they photoshopped
father and son
together, and now it's like reality,
and they meet,
yeah,
and now they actually know the joke, and they're like trolling us.
It's so fucking funny. I was like, this real life, like what is happening?
It's funny because I think Don Lee posted it first, right?
Yeah.
Then like all of a sudden, like after a little bit after reading and seeing that stuff, then you Then you like keep scrolling, and then you see Changmin post him.
Yeah, he's like, Papa? Oh my goodness. It's so cute. Bangchan was also there with them. They do have a video together. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, can we watch it? We haven't seen that yet.
No,
right?
No, no. It's not like it was a video on his page.
Oh.
Because well, Donnelly like, does like boxing
on YouTube,
I think.
Though, right?
It's not on YouTube. Oh, it's just on his Instagram. IG? Yeah,
oh, it was like a brief one. I thought he probably like did an IG.
I'm like thinking that they did film something together because they couldn't have just done that. So maybe there'll be like an episode later on that they'll have Bangchan, Changbin, and then Donnelly maybe boxing together. Who knows?
That'd be freaking amazing.
Yeah. But yeah,
I'm hoping to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I still cannot believe it because I remember like the seeing the first picture. I was like, "Is this real? I tapped on Don Lee's account just to make sure it's like actually him." So
the funny thing is because like Don Lee, like he is kind of like Changbin personality wise because he loves. Hello Kitty stuff.
This dude
he loves
posts
doing,
so
like,
much
baby
stuff
girl
Kitty.
Shit. You know, like, that's what Changbin does.
They're, so like, big, bulky, beefy dudes.
Exactly. That, like, cute, kawaii stuff. So I'm like,
and it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it is future Changbin, or it is mm-hmm. Changbin's papa, I guess.
Yes, exactly. That is Changbin's future,
That's literally going to be him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was pretty awesome. Is that pretty much it?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in this week. As always, we did it over an hour. Pretty good. Good job, Haley. Surprisingly for, like, all the stuff that we had. I didn't even feel
I felt like I
put like it was
less,
a lot on our notes.
But, yeah.
We somehow are able to keep talking about K-pop, no matter what. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening along with us. If you liked this episode, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and give us a rating wherever you're tuning in. We do read the ratings on the places where, like, you could actually give us, you know, 5-star Michelin ratings. Mm-hmm. And also when you can actually type up stuff or, I guess, comment, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. We appreciate all the time you guys take to do that on the side whenever you do. And Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to hit us up, just send us a DM there.
Yes, I think. Also, Haley, I'm going to put a small goal for myself to possibly start uploading YouTube shorts.
Okay, good luck.
I need as much luck as possible because that's a whole different ballgame and a lot of time.
Just like trying to limit my social media stuff. It's too much, honestly. Like I get so overwhelmed and I feel like I waste so much time.
It's different
on it.
Though if you're doing it to, you know, the other
that
way
still
around.
Takes
the other
a long time.
Yeah, but I'm telling you what you just said. It, like you said, it's a waste of time, but it's not a waste of time if you're uploading the content to get something.
I know, but
out
you'll get distracted and you'll like be scrolling.
Well, eventually it will happen, but it does. Same thing with our Instagram.
I've started
to
put down my phone and like honestly, like that one time I did put it down for like half the day, and I come back to like a million notifications and like these pictures with Don Lee and like Stray Kids with fucking Green Day. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, that
on?
Was a kind of crazy day.
Yeah,
it's
I'm like
what the shit just happened today?
Yeah.
So yeah, anything can happen in the world of K-pop. We just get fed like out of nowhere. It's right. Like bursts. So thank you for joining us and tuning in. As always, wherever you are in the world, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace!
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.